Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 28th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and you are listening to our ministry we call Daily Encouragement Net, where we have a goal each weekday morning of sharing a message to encourage and instruct. Today's message is titled, Our Heavenly Mansion. And if you go to our site today, you will see a photo I took from Newport, Rhode Island, actually the cliff walk, which serves as the backdrop for today's thought. Brooksine will read our daily text. These are the words of our Lord in John 14, verse 2.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
Newport, Rhode Island is one of our favorite New England spots. It's a rather quaint island where the very rich of the Gilded Age built their, quote, summer cottages, end quote, in the 1800s.
Well, these cottages are actually huge, opulent mansions built along the ocean with breathtaking views, where the rich came from all around the country and overseas to socialize during the summer for about 6 to 8 weeks. Well, Stephen and I once toured the Marble House with a group of fellow ministers along with their wives. Now, the truth is, I toured this Marble House many times when I joined the Preservation
Society. She was more into the
touring
of the mansions than I was, but I did go through that one time.
We lived only an hour away, so it was a great getaway. Well, this cottage, the Marble House, cost $11 million in the late 1800s. To build.
Well, I suppose it would take somebody that understood inflation and economics to give us the current price on that, but it would be a lot more than $11 million, particularly with the property values in that area.
Just a little more than what it costs for us to buy our house.
Huh? I would guess.
As we walked through the palatial interior of the Marble House, several of us were humming an old gospel song titled, I've Got a Mansion. You probably know that song, just
we'll
over the hilltop.
In
that bright land where we'll never grow old.
I like those old gospel songs. But those who wined, dined, and danced in this opulent residence and the others in Newport are long gone. It's very unlikely that they gave much attention to their souls, but of course only God knows that. I hear the words of our Lord declaring, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and forfeits his soul? Well, big mansion or little shanty, what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
And quote again our daily text, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Well, this verse has inspired, comforted, and encouraged believers for centuries and is a source of many gospel songs. In fact, there are 30 in our Song Select software alone. It's actually the only time the word mansion is used in the King James Version. It's translated from the Greek word mon. And mon is
possibly monet.
Monet is often translated as abide, with its derivative being, of course, abode.
Well, newer modern versions usually translate the word as rooms or dwelling places, and well, we feel they've been unfairly criticized by some for this. I suppose we get in our minds our heavenly home would be like a large mansion on this earth, and we don't want that dispelled. Hey, after all, if we didn't get a mansion on this side, we like the idea of the one awaiting us in our eternal abode.
Well, as pointed out, the Greek conveys the sense of abide. The dominant feature of heaven will not be the extravagance of our homes, but the extravagance of Jesus. In all his glory. We will be living in the very presence of, and I quote from Revelation 1, 5 to 6, the very presence of Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Remember, this world is not our real home, not our eternal home. Our Lord is coming back, and we will one day be living in a place that will make Newport or any other supposed paradise on this earth seem like a squatter's village.
Let's pray together. Father, I can hardly wait to see what Jesus has been preparing for those who love him since his ascension into heaven over 2,000 years ago. Knowing that the heavens and the earth were created in one day, one cannot begin to imagine all that is being planned for our eternal dwelling over the last 2,000 years. Like the bridegroom preparing his house for the bride, we so look forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb, where we will worship Jesus in all his glory. He who is the faithful witness, he who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, he who loved us enough to taste of death that we deserve, he will be our center of worship, where we will praise and glorify him forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for joining us today. This is the message we have prepared, for Friday, May 28th, 2010. And we have a lot of other material on our website today, or if you receive the messages through the email post or however. We do have, as I mentioned, a photo of the mansions. It's actually along the ocean, the cliff walk, and you can see a mansion there. Then I've got a close-up. It's actually not the Marble House, but one called the Breakers. And there are a number of beautiful mansions in that area. We have some additional notes. Well, Brooksine and I kind of has an inspirational note. She does. And then I have an additional study note. And I'll just share mine in a nutshell because it's shorter. As I prepared today's message, and I kind of really focused on the mansions and so forth, I began to muse on the phrase that I'm not sure I've ever given much consideration to in the text. If it were not so, I would have told you. It seems that God reveals and doesn't reveal according to our needs. And that's going to have to be a whole different message sometime. Well, we want to share a group of photos we took yesterday that kind of ended up being a thematic type of presentation. We often refer to our Amish neighbors here in Lancaster County, both literal neighbors being close by, but in the broader sense, living here in the county. And yesterday, again, encountered so many in our trips throughout eastern Lancaster County, and some examples of their resourcefulness and ingenuity. And you can go and look at those photos if you want, just three separate, well, there's four photos, but three separate pictures or views that we had. One of them, we've got two photos demonstrating it. Of course, we have some music today. I have a song that I really enjoy called If You Could See Me Now. It's by a group called Truth. I don't know if Truth is still together. It's an older song. As you get older, you still call it contemporary. It doesn't sound like an old song to me, but it probably is 20 or so years old now, called If You Could See Me Now. I have a video, and it's actually used in a pictorial tribute that I prepared for my mom. She went to be with the Lord in 2005. And I have pictures of her and my dad and my family, and that song is playing in the background. So there might be a couple of interests you have in looking at the song. And, of course, most of all, to listen to it in this particular case. We have several other songs posted. Well, I would need to include that song so popular the last 7 or 8 years called I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. And a Mark Lowry song. Now, Mark is often associated with Keith the Homecoming and kind of a silly guy, but this is a serious song. For Just a Glimpse of You is the title. Well, we referred to I've Got a Mansion, and I did find an online version by Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound, and an audio version as well. Mansion Builder is another song that came to mind, an old second chapter of Acts song, and then one that's really not related, but, you know, when you're looking for music, sometimes you just click on a link, and it's just another song by the Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound called Oh, What a Savior, and then that prompted a story by Brooksine. Well, there is one other note today, and that is a photo of a friend's elderly mother by a huge tree. And it was prompted by an email I received regarding yesterday's message. If you want to read that, please go to our site. Again, we're at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared for Friday, May 28th, 2010. It'll be up all weekend on the main website, but otherwise, just go back in the archives or the previous message button to the message for Friday, May 28th to see these additional resources. And we thank you for joining us today and pray that God will bless you and remind you of your heavenly home and the main feature, which will be certainly the glory of Christ.